Continuing our NFL picks with Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer. We are doing Sunday divisional football picks. And the first game on Sunday is the team that shocked the world last weekend, the Browns, the sixth seed, taking on the Chiefs, the number one seed in the AFC. Ben, what do you think?
Man, I tell you, no one was more overjoyed than me watching that the last few minutes of that game. And it's one of those things where, you know, we've seen Kansas City have, they are penetrable, right? I mean, that's the thing, you know, the Raiders had beat them, the Chargers had beat them, but I don't really hold a lot of weight to that. But at the end of the day, you know, Cleveland is rolling, but I feel like they really gassed out. You know, when you talk about boxing and how many rounds you have to go, and I think they gave everything they had. And I have a hard time thinking that they're going to be able to keep up with the high caliber, high proficient offense of the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, Andy Reid is, you know, he's an incredible coach. Mahomes is an incredible quarterback. Not taking anything away from Cleveland and what they did to the Steelers. And I think part of that is they played well, but also the Steelers played horribly. So I have to go all in and say, you know, as much as I want Cleveland to succeed, I just can't see him getting past Kansas City.
Cleveland deserves some credit for the way it went last week, but they won by virtue of showing up. Pittsburgh just did not show up. It was incredible. I can't get over it. Kansas City wins, but Cleveland covers. They're 10-point dogs. That's crazy to me in a playoff game. Kansas City wins, Cleveland covers. Cleveland will do a good job of keeping the ball away from Kansas City. But, you know, we know this, and, you know, Houston Texan fans know this, and I mean, Raider fans, everybody in the league knows this. Hold them scoreless or hold them to, you know, pedestrian offense for 52 minutes in a game and still give up 45 points.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of the way that it goes, man. So again, 10-point dogs, probably too much. Kansas City wins, Cleveland covers.
As much as I would love to see an AFC championship, and it would be the most 2020 thing ever to have the Browns and the Bills in the AFC championship.
It's like the Bizarro World. Yeah. Bizarro World Championship.
It's as weird as the Dodgers winning the World Series. Let's just be honest.
I'm sorry. Did you say not? Did you mispronounced nauseating?
Oh, right. Sorry. but yeah, you got to go with the Chiefs here. I think the Browns really did a number on Pittsburgh. And like Ben said, they gave everything they had, and they don't have it in them, I think, to pull off that performance twice, unfortunately. So I'm going with the Chiefs on this one as well. And then the final game of the divisional round is the third matchup of the season between the Bucks and the Saints. The Bucks are the 5 seed, Saints are the 2 seed. Brady versus Breeze. La da da da. Brad, what do you think?
Danny Wright deserves a little bit of credit here for pointing out that Washington game was going to be closer than people think. You know, and Tampa just didn't take them seriously at all, even through 60 minutes, and still snuck away with a win there. New Orleans has beaten them twice. Mm-hmm. It's difficult to beat a team 3 times in an NFL season.
Yeah.
Right. That is a difficult thing to deal with. But, you know, it's like you said, we kind of saw it against Washington. If you can get after the quarterback, and this is not just a Tom Brady thing, this is an NFL bromide, but you can hit Tom Brady. It causes a lot of problems for him, and they're going to be missing their center against a good pass rusher. It's only a 3-point game, even though they've blown you out both times, New Orleans has. That's kind of weird to me, but I just think New Orleans comes away with it. I think, you know, Bruce Arians, a good coach. That offense is still trying to come together a little bit there. He and Brady don't always seem to be on the same page, where obviously Drew Brees and Sean are always on the same page. Close game, New Orleans wins.
You know, New Orleans has figured a way to beat Tampa Bay twice, and it's hard to do a third one, but man, you know what? I think Kamara is going to be the difference maker in this game. I'm looking to him have a monster game, and the Saints win this one.
All right. Well, we are going to differ on this one. Not only is it hard to beat a team 3 times in a season, but it's never happened to Tom Brady in his entire career. And I don't think it's going to happen this year. I am going to go for the Bucks and cause some separation here. Yeah. Might go not the way I want, but still. Gonna give it a shot.
Now, is it a separation thing, or do you really feel that way?
A little bit of both. A little bit of both. All right, there you go. Those are the NFL picks. You can check them out online at 977theriver.com. Click on the Sports Buzz, and we got Beer 30 coming up next. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Danny.
Thanks, Danny.